Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
The Parkinson Spiegel Show.
You guys are making too much noise. Dad's on the air. Please go, Gabriella. Please. Vai via. Go be on la chare. There you go.
Did you just shoo your kids away in a foreign language and then lock the door behind them? Is that what
That's
just happened?
Precisely there? What happened, yes. Yeah.
Afternoons on the Score.
A fine hand for Steele, who strikes out 10 in 4 2/3. The Cubs... right here with a scoreless game against the Marlins at Wrigley Field. You're listening to The Score.
Speaks was at the Field of Dreams game. We will get you ready for Bears preseason game number one and discuss the Roquan Smith saga. We'll answer some questions as well. You can start texting and twitching those in for one last thing. But what happened
last night? We were behind the first base dugout, so behind the Cubs dugout over there, and what eventually happened was at the end of every half inning of fielding practice, as the infielders are throwing it around and the ball ends up in the mitt of the first baseman then turns around, faces the crowd in our section, and it's a very small crowd, 8,000 total, but faces the crowd in our section, and would throw a ball over the net into the section.
Okay.
So everybody got excited about that. It was really, really cool and really fun. And then other people would throw balls too sometimes, different coaches. You know, Willie Harris loves to do that kind of thing. So Willie would get the ball and toss it over. And eventually, at the end of every half inning, Ruben got very active, standing on his chair with his glove raised up, hoping to catch a ball.
Yeah.
And several balls came into our section. Very, very close.
Nice.
I didn't know that was going to be happening at the beginning. So they're warming up at the very beginning of the game. Reds taking infield practice before the top of the first. I'm sitting there and I'm talking to a wide array of people who happen to be sitting in the rows behind us. Some, you know, guys behind me, a couple guys in front of me. My phone is in my right hand and I've been taking pictures all night still. And as I'm sitting there talking to some people, I look up and I see a ball coming directly at me. Like very late in the process do I see this baseball. And I later find out Joey Votto threw it into the crowd. It was the very first time that that happened all night long. I knew to be ready for it just in case later on. This one, I didn't know. So I look up and I see this ball coming at me. I reach out my left hand, my only free hand, to try and make a bare hand play.
What was in your right hand?
My phone.
Okay.
Because I had been taking pictures all night.
You had mentioned that in the story.
It's all right.
Sorry about that.
No worries. So I got the phone in the right hand. I'm talking to people. I look up and I see a ball coming my way. Put up the left hand. It nips my thumb super close and smacks me directly in the left temple.
Oh, wow.
Of my forehead, just next to the left eye. Hits me square. Totally hurt a little bit, but I'm more so mortified that this ball came right at me and I whiffed on it. I then realize it hit my son. It hit Ruben as well. And
that is one magic loogie.
Exactly. Back and to the left.
It hits you and then Ruben.
And then I'm looking for it. And it went to the row behind me, and it was grabbed by somebody two seats to the left.
Oh, and they didn't give it to you?
No.
I would have given it to you, but like, dude, you took one in the face. It's your ball.
No. He enjoyed the ball. My disappointment quickly turned to massive embarrassment because there was a little hubbub that I can only imagine was like, oh, wow, that hit that guy in the face. Oh, it's Matt Spiegel. Oh, hi. How are you? Or some people just like, oh, I hit that guy in the face. I hope he's okay. What an idiot. You know, whatever their shared reaction.
Well, they could have said, what an idiot after, oh, that's Matt Spiegel.
Yeah, right, both.
They could have said both. Exactly. Yeah.
But what a complete and total embarrassment. So I stood up and immediately said to everybody in the rows behind, you didn't see that. None of you saw that. This dies right here.
You got to laugh.
Yes.
Yeah, good.
So I tried to salvage it with a laugh since everybody was looking.
Yeah, salvaging with a laugh is tough. Oh. Would have been a great souvenir. Did you ever see a ball that was thrown? Like, does it have like a cool Field of Dreams seal or logo on it? Like, was it a?
We ended up with a ball because, as I said, like,
oh, you did get a ball.
Yeah, because later we were gone and there was a ball that came and hit our empty seat. Apparently, like, we were in a high traffic area, so it hit the empty seat and it bounced to the left to a guy who works for Odyssey who was still sitting there while we had been taking a walk for a second. And he gave that ball to Ruben, which was very, very kind.
Very nice.
So, so Ruben got a ball. Then later on, somebody offered Ruben another ball. And he said, no, it's okay. I have one. And I want to catch one. So that's why he was standing up there trying to catch his own. But smack dab in the face, man.
That's tough.
Oh, the pain and the embarrassment.
That's a lot of pain and a lot of embarrassment.
Yeah, it's not good.
More so the emotional embarrassment than the physical pain.
But the pain did hurt. Did it leave a mark? Do I have any seams?
No,
I have a seam over there.
I don't think so. Were you wearing your glasses?
No.
Okay.
I went with the contacts last night.
Contacts.
Yeah.
All right. Well.
Demolished. Demolished in the left temple.
It's a PSA, though. You did a service for your section.
Yeah.
You let everybody know that you were in a hot zone and to stay alert.
And it was the first ball of the night.
That's what I'm saying. The first ball of the night hit you square in the temple. I bet you everyone around
paid attention. Yes.
You saved some people that embarrassment.
All right. They're welcome.
Yeah. Would have been nice to have caught that ball.
Yes.
Though. Yeah. And it would have been real cool to catch it lefty.
Lefty, one handed.
And Votto.
Hand it to my son.
Yeah. Yeah.
Huh? Photo
I
op.
I just had a catch with Joey Votto.
Yeah, that's right.
Here you go, son.
There you go, kid. This is how we do it.
Now,
at the big league ball game in the cornfield.
Far be it from me to tell you how to tell your own story. But like 20 years from now,
yeah,
that's how Ruben got the ball. It's not the Odyssey.
He's 10. He won't remember.
It's not the Odyssey exec. Who handed it to you after you took one off the dome?
Yeah.
You caught the ball from Votto, and you gave it to him seamlessly.
I think so. I think lying to your kid for your own glory is a solid recipe for parenting success.
I can't really. Is there a downside? Is that frowned upon?
I'll let you know.
Yeah, please. I really can't see any potential downside.
You could have told us that right now. We wouldn't have known any different.
That's true.
Yeah, he would have never been able to live with himself if he lied on the radio. What matters and doesn't from this preseason game, and an update on the Roquan Smith saga. It's Parkinson Spiegel on the score.